Former US President Donald Trump has blasted historic federal indictment charges against him as ridiculous and baseless during his first public appearance since they were unsealed. The indictment charges Trump with defying Justice Department demands that he return classified documents, that he enlisted aides in his efforts to hide the records, and that he even told lawyers that he wanted to defy a subpoena for the materials stored at his home. While the documents include sensitive and classified papers, some on nuclear secrets that were found in his home in Florida. At rallies in North Carolina and Georgia over the weekend, Trump tried to delegitimize law enforcement officials and portray himself and his supporters as the victims. He spoke in public for the first time since federal charges were filed against him and had his successor, the current president, Joe Biden, on his mind.
Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, an opponent that's beating him by a lot in the polls, just like they do in Stalinist Russia or communist China. No different.
Well, President Biden denies any suggestion of being involved. Trump is now due to speak later on Sunday night, then to make his first federal court appearance on Tuesday in Miami, after which he's holding a fundraiser for his 77th birthday on Wednesday. Caroline Malone in Washington.